24 of the Thinking Habits podcast. Been a couple of weeks. We're only supposed to take 1 week off because we were away, but then we went on holiday and we couldn't quite fit it in, could we?
No.
Oh yeah, every week I forget. I'm Simon. This is Pamela.
Hello.
We're terrible radio hosts. Supposed to reset, aren't you? This week's kind of interesting because we're kind of rounding things up a little bit, talking about how important it is to reflect on your situation and sometimes take a break from things.
We've had quite a bit of change between the two of us over the past couple of weeks and months.
Mm.
So seemed like a good time to pick this topic up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that it's kind of ingrained in me to reflect on things in a kind of structured way, because they teach you that in nursing. So you look at what's happened, you look at how that's affected you, and you look at how you would do things differently. You're encouraged to do that in your practice. You're encouraged to, as part of my revalidation as a nurse, I have to do reflective what they call reflective articles or reflective pieces on things that have happened, whether I've been nursing a patient or working in a situation which has caused me to sort of question something that's gone on, and that naturally and helpfully bleeds out into the rest of your life, really, because you start looking at how you're affected by things.
That's self-appraisal, really, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, if you're naturally a pessimistic person, or you can have a tendency to be quite hard on yourself, which I definitely am, quite sort of self-critical, it can be almost a mindfulness exercise to make sure that the reflection you do is not a criticism, because that's not the point of it. The point of it is, what happened, how did it affect me, and how would I do things differently if I need to? It's not about blaming yourself for things or whatever. So it's interesting to sort of look at the podcast. You know, but look, we've been doing this for nearly 6 months now, and we've got 23 episodes in. For the first time, we were just so busy we couldn't get one out on that Sunday schedule. You know, we try and get them out on a Sunday morning. Sometimes it moves to Sunday afternoon, but we get them done. But we were just here, there and everywhere, and we just didn't get a chance. And the kind of audio that we recorded in bits to try and put one together just wasn't... It felt like one of those retrospective clip show episodes of a...
It did feel like we were searching for something to talk about rather than finding a topic and kind of riffing on it, which we've done a few times.
We've done things that we feel,
rather than having a structure.
But yeah,
it really felt like we were grasping for topics, and it
just to get one out.
Yeah, and it just didn't fit together. No. So,
and so we had to take a break. But because of that, that made me feel really quite a sense of guilt, actually. Which I don't like, because I felt I was letting people down. I felt that I was disappointing people by not putting things out, and I felt that, you know, I was letting myself down by not doing enough prep. But at the same time, you know, in episode after episode after episode, I talk about how you can only do so much. You've only got a finite amount of energy. You've only got a finite amount of, you know, your cup can only be so full before it spills over. Yeah. And, you know, throughout this point, you know, the last 3 months of the podcast, I've been looking for a new job that was starting to get a little bit more tense. And then I got one. Hurrah. But that with itself comes with, you know, new challenges, you know, meeting new teams, going out, travelling the country, getting, you know, training and inductions and this, that and the other. And what that means is that we've had to sort of take a stock of what our priorities are, and my priority was work, and it kind of has to be, really. So I had to really sit down and reflect on the pressure that I was putting on myself to please everyone, when I really need to to look at making sure that I'm not harming myself by doing that.
Yeah, any decent therapy, advice, self-help will tell you the importance of being kind to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's always the first thing that you're told. I know when I had my last MS appointment and said that I'd been referred for therapy, which I should be getting notification about any time soon, because when I had my phone assessment, they said it was about 6 to 8 weeks,
yeah,
and I'm pretty sure we'll get into that. But as I was heading out the door, the nurse said, you know, remember to be kind to yourself. It's good that you're doing something about it, but don't then put yourself under too much pressure to be okay straight away.
No.
And sometimes it's okay not to be okay.
And I suppose we've talked about that a lot.
Yeah, and it's what you do about it,
yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, I think with everything that's going on with your, you know, your new medication changes.
Yeah, it's kicking my ass a little.
That's hit you a bit harder than you expected.
Yeah.
Which has taken a lot of your spoons away.
Yes. Yeah. For more information, see Spoon Theory.
Yeah, we did. We did an episode on that, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then, you know, my changes in role, changes in changes in position, really steep learning curve for me. I mean, it's a great job, but also I was really, really worried about the new job, because I started a new job. I was only there 2 weeks, and then we were on a pre-booked holiday. So,
which was amazing.
But I was worried I was just going to forget everything, you know, when I came back. And it's kind of weird when you've just met people to come in and then leave again for a bit. I mean, they were fine about it. I told them about it in the interview. They weren't bothered. But I'm in for another week, and then I've got surgery. So I'm going in, and then I'm going away again, which is kind of odd. But so this month has had a certain sort of self-imposed. I've put quite a lot of pressure on myself and a bit of doom on this month, because even though the holiday we went to Iceland, didn't we, for our friend George's 40th birthday, and it was wonderful. It was magical. But I had to really force myself to stop worrying about everything else and just enjoy the moment and be mindful and be present at something that we've waited over a year to see, you know, some of the stuff.
Yeah, I think it was, as well, it was good that everyone we'd spoken to about it who'd been had warned us how expensive it was going to be. Because I think that could have been a bit of a nasty shock, that given current circumstances and you just starting a new job,
yeah,
could have been a bit, but, you know,
it could have worried us and put us off even. Yeah.
Yeah.
It psychologically, that could have been a problem.
Yeah.
But for me, The point of doing this podcast is this particular episode of the podcast is to really kind of reflect on how much reflecting I've had to do, because I was so worried about messing up this podcast and taking a break from it and feeling that I was obliged to do it, and I'm not, and I'm worried that the fact that I'm confident saying that makes me sound selfish, but I'm not. You know, at the end of the day, when we talk about looking after your own mental health and your own emotional well-being, when we talked in previous podcasts, you do what you can do, and I'm much more sanguine about the fact that I would rather put out a podcast once a month or pause for a break for a couple of months and build up some backlog of good interviews and episodes, because we haven't had a chance to interview people for a good long while, because the timings and the calendars and getting people together just hasn't worked. And
so you've been stuck with my rambling
for
a bit.
your rambling has been incredibly beneficial, but, you know, it would be, I feel that this podcast has come an awful long way in the 26 weeks we've been doing it. But I also feel that there's a level of quality and a level of content that I want to get into it, which means that we need to be mindful of the fact that we don't have a lot of time to work on it in between all the other stuff that we do. If it was my full-time, if it was a full-time thing, which would be awesome, really, if it was a full-time thing, then it would be, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But, you know, my new job means I'm going to be travelling quite a lot. I'm going to be away once a fortnight for at least two or three nights. Christmas is coming up, this, that and the other. I mean, even as I'm saying it, it all sounds like excuses, but it isn't. It's perfectly valid. And if somebody else was saying it, I'd be like, well, why do you feel like this? Just do what you need to do. But you know, when it's yourself, it's quite hard to do that.
There's only so many days in the week, and we are running out of weeks until Christmas, scarily. Yeah. And Christmas, although there's another week for the end of the year, nothing really happens in that non-week. Although, but you know, you're
no,
working.
It doesn't. You know, I think the point of this episode is, and it's not going to be a super super long episode, is that I've certainly decided that I think what we need to do is revisit the schedule and put out fewer podcasts but better podcasts. I want to get some interviews together. I want to be able to sit back with a topic and do some more research on it. It's been an incredible learning experience for me to come up with something with you and with the guests that we've had to deliver something every week that's of interest and of value. But I feel that I don't feel like I'm putting enough effort into the topics that I would like to. So I feel like almost every topic I've done so far, I want to revisit, because there's more that I want to say, there's more that I want to do with it, there's more that I want to research and find out. I feel that there's a deeper discussion in a lot of the stuff that we've had that needs to be brought to the surface, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I would really welcome any topic discussions, because I do like getting into the nitty-gritty of research and stuff.
Yeah, I think some feedback would be really, really useful on topics that people would like more depth, more in-depth chat about.
Yeah.
Or even if some, you know, there's a particular topic we've covered that people feel that they have something to say that we, you know, might not necessarily occur to us, then get in touch and we'll set an interview up.
Yeah,
and
we've got a couple of interviews lined up already.
Yeah,
but it's just getting them into the calendar and getting them up there and getting those topics nailed down.
Yeah, and I think
everyone's busy. You know, life does get in the way, and the thing is, you know, neither of us have the editing team and the time and the, you know, we're not Joe Rogan, we're not Mark Maron, you know, we've got to fit this in around everything else, and I would much rather focus on getting it right and sending it out than just churning out any old nonsense to fill a Sunday slot. So I think from the point of view of the podcast, I think it's I'd like to call this kind of the end of season one, and look at season two being sort of revisited and re-energized with new topics and new subjects. I know that Katie is very keen to come back on and talk a little bit more. We had a very interesting conversation a few months ago, and the very first interview I did with Jonathan, we're going to be revisiting a number of different topics, such as, you know, going into mindfulness again and going into emotional intelligence and psychology, and there's a lot of different things that Jonathan's very, very keen to talk about. The development of his Head to Heart network is something that we're very keen to revisit. So it's not the end of the podcast by any stretch. It's just that I'm in a position where, with so much stuff going on in the next few weeks, it's going to be virtually impossible for us to get another regular podcast out for another couple of months, I think. But as sad as that is, I don't think we've left it, you know, we've left a lot of things unsaid. I think we've done a lot of good so far.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I think with that, I know it's only going to be a short little message there, but I think we're going to sign off for today. And what I'm going to do in the meantime is, if I see anything that I think is useful or interesting or something that's worth sharing that's going to generate topic discussions, I'm going to share it up on the social media. I'm going to share it on the Instagram and the Facebook and hopefully generate some discussions that's going to bring some more episodes together. But it's definitely not the end. It's just that it's a decision that I've made with cognitively that it needs to pause for the time being, and I think that's okay.
Yeah, it's a short pause rather than a full stop.
Yeah, a semicolon, yes. Which kind of ties in nicely with the "my story isn't over" campaign as well.
Which is quite cool.
So in the meantime, as we always say, keep talking, and even though we might not respond straight away, you do know where we are. So yeah. And thank you so much to everybody who's listened so far to the 23 or so podcasts that we have put out. It means so much to us that you've been able to feed back and you've enjoyed what we've done so far. And I hope that when we do return in the next couple of weeks and months with some new content and some new angles and new ideas, that you'll continue to support us, because it means the world to us, really.
Yeah, it's really important, and I'm looking forward. Although it'd be nice to pause and get some more stuff together, I'm looking forward to picking it up again.
Yeah, definitely. We can. And we're going to be renovating the spare room to make it a more stable recording environment as well, which is going to be quite nice.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things planned. But if you feel like you want to come on, or you want to talk about something, get in touch. Absolutely, please do.
Please.
We can get on, and we can get on Skype or Zoom or meet face to face, or do whatever you want to do. And in the meantime, I'll probably be sending out some emails to some people who we've been trying to get hold of, and see if we can get things together for the new year. So in the meantime, I hope everybody's okay, and like I said, if you need to talk, you know where we are.
Bye.